We may not think of ag equipment manufacturers having much to do with the U.S. military. However, during World War II, most of those companies began building a wide range of hardware to aid the Allies. Today, we visit an interesting display that shows the breadth of what the ag industry produced during those years. And it's next on The American Countryside.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas and get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Heartland Acres Agribusiness Center in Independence, Iowa has many great farm-related exhibits, including one about agriculture in the military. On display are tractors used during World War II. A John Deere Model A sporting two machine guns did not see action, but another tractor did.
A Case SI Airborne. Now, that tractor was actually used in military action in Normandy. It was flown in by the C-47 transports. And actually, it was put in the gliders, the Wacko glider fleet.
Craig Johnson is the executive director of Heartland Acres.
Those Case SIs were used, they were dropped in the Wacko gliders. The airborne troops would get them off. They would go dig up hedgerows. They would dig trenches. They would, you know, whatever they needed that equipment for. That tractor was also used in Burma to build runways and stuff. So, but they were light tractors. They'd fit on small airplanes, and they could be hauled in behind enemy lines.
Amazingly, the tractor on display that saw action on multiple continents was still being used until recently.
Ken Serra found the tractor out in Montana. It was the guy that had it, I guess, was still using it with a scraper blade to clean out his driveway.
It was restored and became a part of the agriculture and military display here. Many ag companies built items for the military in World War II.
The rifles that you saw, if you noticed, the one was an M1 Grand built by International Harvester. And there was some ammo belts and an ammo can that was built by Hinson Manufacturing, what was over in Waterloo, Iowa back in the day.
It's just a part of the unique items the country's ag equipment manufacturers built to help win the war. Traveling the countryside in Independence, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.